turn that on. It's a bit of a worry when technology wasn't working, isn't it? And Dave's a hard act to follow, isn't he? Right. So I thought I would just start off, if I can get my Bible verse out, with Psalm 40, and it's verse 5 to 6. Oh, the joys of those who trust the Lord, who have no confidence in the proud, or in those who worship idols. O Lord my God, you have performed many wonders for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. You have no equal. If I tried to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. So, let's have a look. So I tend to start work fairly early, around 6 o'clock. So I get up at 5. I try and read a psalm and a short prayer time. And I drive to work. And I can remember one time when John mentioned Premier Christian Radio, and I thought I'd try that one time. And that since then, that's sometimes it might be Radio 5 Live, but on other occasions it's Premier Christian Radio, and I listen to that on the way to work, sort of to try and set me up, you know, for the day. And when I get there to work, I'm the first one there normally, other than people that work in the yard. I'm the first one in the office, and normally I try and read my bit of a Joyce Meyer, and the chickens are one of the first things that I see when I get there, because I like to feed them. And then there's the ducks, and it's a strange thing for a scaffolding company to have that sort of things around you, but you know, that's part of the joy of where I go to work. You know, there is a goose, you can see him right over in the top right hand corner, and there were two of them, and they named them Ronnie and Reggie. Unfortunately, Ronnie come to a bit of an unfortunate end. But the other one is still there. It tends to try and peck you a lot. That's why they got called those names. And I feed them in the mornings. I mean, it's a great thing to see, isn't it? You know, like a wonderful, you know, bit of nature. You know, there's a pond there. You know, it's a little bit more industrial than I'm giving you the impression. But, you know, that's my office. I just sit just a little bit second chair in, next to another guy called Rob, and you know, he's a nice guy, nice to work with. You know, maybe about 20 people in our office, and that's my view every day. So that's the Tone Scaffolding Group. That's who I work for. It consists of Tone Scaffolding, which does you know, any major projects around in mainly London and the South East. We're part of HS2, lots of stuff in the Houses of Parliament, Thames Water. We have like a framework with them, and we work with them. And media, we did a lot for the Royal Wedding, and we do a lot for Sky Sports. And anything you think we do, Big Brother, that's when they live in that house, that's all Tone Scaffolding, and when they go up the stairs, that's all ours. And Austin Lewis Seating, which I was quite pleased the other day when they did wasn't the church day out, it was one of the things up north that needs seats. We do Horse Guards Parade with that, and Spring Harvest, and I was quite pleased when, you know, they said, oh, we're just going to Spring Harvest. Wow, you know, we're everywhere. But basically, that's what we do. This is my part in it. We turn over about £15 million a year, of which I'm responsible to collect £3 million of that, which means that I have to do, or my job is to bill out £300,000 a month. So really, I have to make sure the jobs are done, complete. People come in, and I have some handover certificates and bits and pieces. Then I send out the bills. Could be said that not everyone wants to pay, so I have to chase debt. But it, you know, it's on a friendly basis. You know, everyone has a certain amount of time to pay. But in the main, there are not many legal letters sent out. Most people pay in the end, despite it being, you know. big bills some people get. You know, some people get, you know, over £100,000 a month for their bills in Parliament and stuff like that, you know. And that's basically what I do. And I read that psalm out first because that's basically, I could speak about, you know, many things that were, you know, that have come my way that are blessings and different bits and pieces. But just this particular job that I've been doing, I've been doing that a year in April, and basically it came my way. I had some troubles at work that needed lots of prayer, and I, you know, I didn't give up hope, and I stuck where I was. It would have been easy to leave, but I didn't. And then one day, my big boss, not someone I like to meet too often if I can help it, but he invited me up, and he said, I want you to do this job, which is surveying. And it was just an amazing thing. It's not something that I'm qualified for, and it's not something that I'd ever asked to do, but someone had put my name forward as someone that they thought would be capable of doing it. And it's just an amazing thing. He just said, in a bit more of a longer version, but I'm going to give you 3 incremental pay rises over the next year and a car to do your business. And would you do this job for me, you know? Does that take much thought? Probably not, you know. So, but of course, you have to play the game. So I'll go and think about it, Andy, you know. And I'll think about it for a while and had some prayer about it. But really, you know, it's just a wonderful opportunity, as the Bible says. You know, that can only be God-given. It's nothing I've done. Nothing I've done. You know, that can only be God-given. And I love what I do. And I love what I do. You know, it's a fantastic thing. But as regards my part in the office, everyone knows that I'm a Christian. I'd be surprised if they didn't. Not because I do much overtly, but people know because I have my Bible on my desk, or the New Testament and Psalms. You know, the Gideon Bible, and that's lovely just to have because people can see that. And it's just an amazing thing that, you know, every so often, you know, the guy that sits next to me, you know, he says, "Oh, my mum and dad go to the Aaron church, and that's a good thing. You can sit next to him, you know." And other people, they, you know, as we know, they all go through good times and bad times, and you know, and just ordinary times. And I get the opportunity to say to people, I'll pray for you on Sunday, because it just breaks the ice, you know. And just had a guy, just for example, I always speak to in the morning. He's always in there early. So, you know, hello, Dean. So, you know, I'm feeling a bit low. Why is that? It's because I've got, you know, a bit of a cancer scare, and I'm having to go on Tuesday to the doctor, have a scan and stuff like that. And I said, I'll pray for you on Sunday. He says, you know, yeah, okay. And you know, sometimes I think to myself that people forget that, you know. But Monday, Wednesday morning when I saw him, he went, "Did you pray for me on Sunday?" And I said, "Yes, I did," you know, and at other times. And he said, "Well, you know, all the cancer scare," he says, "there is none, you know." And you know, it's a wonderful thing. And I had to say to him, it's not just because I prayed. It doesn't work like that. It's not always answers to prayer, but it just shows, you know, it just shows the power, you know. I was just surprised that he would remember that it was important to him, you know, and it is important, you know. And a few of the other things that I've been blessed was that within this role, and I'm not just going to say Tony Scafford, and I'm not going to paint them in a bad light, but when you're dealing with that sort of money, I believe that there are always things that go on that aren't as ethical as I'd like, you know. And I've never been put in the position where I've ever had to do anything that has, you know, had to prick my conscience. Any time I've dealt with money, I've only had to be honest, and you know, and it's been appreciated. And to my way of thinking, it's better appreciated by customers. And I believe that in the long run, you know, it's a better thing all round. So you know, I'm very happy to be blessed at my work. And as I said, the bits and pieces that I do before I go to work, I read my psalm, I have my little prayer time. And the bits that I would like, if people were to pray about for the things that could help me, is that weekends, I'm not quite so holy, shall we say. You know, I get up when I want, and I don't read my Bible first thing, And it's a poor thing, isn't it? You know, the things that have given me the joy of the weekend, I don't, you know, and the joy of my week, I don't do. So if people would pray for that, you know, that I would be more concentrated at weekends to look after my spiritual well-being, and also the opportunity to share the gospel more with people. People know more, you know, they know that I'm a Christian, and they say, what do you do the weekend? And I always say, well, I did so-and-so, so-and-so on the Saturday, and I always say, I went to church on the Sunday, but I would like the opportunity to be braver for myself, and the opportunity just to be able to speak to someone, you know, a little bit more about the gospel, more than just I went to church. So if people could pray for those two things, I'll be most grateful. So that is basically my week. That's what I do. I was very impressed with Ken. You know, he talked about death by PowerPoint, but when you see a little bit more about what people do, you know, and you see them in church on a Sunday, you know, but you know, in your own mind, you think everyone knows what you do, and it's, you know, this series is great, isn't it? Just for finding out, you know, the different things people do in the week. So I hope that people have learned a little bit about me and what I do. I'm no more important or less important than anyone, but, you know, it's what God's given me to do, and I'm very happy to be doing.